The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Good morning, all. This is Ryan Tubridy with you this Friday morning. It is the 22nd of November. There's a date, 2019. We're here till 10 a.m. The text number 51551. You can email Ryan at rte.ie. We have a busy show this morning, a busy day ahead, and a busy night ahead of us all, with bumper stuff happening today, including Mr. Robbie Williams joining us on the programme this morning. A Christmas album out. I just posted there on Instagram, lovely copy of it. You can see it. It's the vinyl version that I have of it, which is now pretty much my go-to choice of listening to music, which is lovely. And the album is very Christmassy. He sent us a card as well, very nicely of him. Along with that, we'll talk to him a little later on in the programme. And then we pick up our cases and pack ourselves up and ready to go for the Late Late Show tonight, which is really, really packed with Westlife and Christy Moore and Trevor MacDonald and Joe Schmidt and Mario Rosenstock. It's just a bumper show tonight. It was very, very exciting. And then when we close the door behind us tonight, we are in full goof mode as all roads lead to the toy show next Friday night. It is just beautiful. A child won, a little fella won an interview to interview me for the RTE Guide for the Christmas, or for at least the toy show edition. Very smart young man. And he asked me a few questions. But one of my favourite questions was, if Santa retired, would you take his job? And I thought, well, that's a great... I mean, I didn't know he was going to ask me that brilliant question, but well, we got into a conversation about magic and how obviously Santa won't be retiring because he's one of what we call life's constants. Like, the sky is always there, probably always will be. Mount Rushmore is unlikely to fade away. You know, the bridges generally stand, and Santa will be one of those people who will just always be in our lives. It's a beautiful thing. So that job wasn't up for grabs. But then his little sister, Izzy, who was seven, popped in with another question from kind of side of stage and said, excuse me, Ryan. I said, yes. She said, if Santa was drowning, he said, yeah. And she was looking for help. Yeah. Would you save him there and then, or would you wait for the elves to come? I said, well, that is obviously a lot on your mind. And, you know, just having a little existential moment for a seven-year-old, because that's what seven-year-olds are thinking about. You know, their minds are magnificent in their innocence. And I explained to her, look, I'm not a big guy. I said, Santa is a big guy. But what I'd do is I'd reach out and I'd pull him in under my, I'd put my arm under his arm and I'd pull him into the shore as much as I could while waiting for the sound of the elves to come. And then as soon as they arrived, I will have done my bit. And then we'd all, I'm just trying to reenact the saving of Santa and I hit my microphone. And then we'd all pull the big guy out of the whatever body of water she chose to drown him in, and we'd bring him out and we'd rescue him safe and thereby save Christmas. It's very nice. It's a lovely thing. Presenting the toy show is such a wonderful honour, because last night, for example, I was turning on the Christmas lights in a little village called Monkstown, beautiful place, and all the local traders came out and they handed out food, and highly recommend this, by the way. I saw it was a perfect model of how to get the local community together in any village, in any town around the country. If you can find the person in charge to say, look, let's all put this in, get a tree up in the middle of the place, put on the lights, find someone to turn them on, play some music, get this local school out to sing some songs, as they did. It only take half an hour, 45 minutes, and it's beautiful and really Christmassy and good for business and shopping local and supporting local and not going too global if you can help it. And anyway, there were just countless kids coming up to say hello and getting a picture taken, and it's just the Christmas magic in the eyes as they look at the toy man is such a win. Everyone's winning, and I love that feeling. It's really quite beautiful. Bit of a responsibility, a heavy burden on my shoulders, but they're broad shoulders. I can take this. We can do this together. I forgot, I brought down the lyrics of the song I have to learn for the opening of the Late Late Show. Everyone keeps saying, what's the theme? What's the theme? I have very intelligent, smart people coming up to me saying, I bet you it's this. And I have to do my full Lady Gaga poker face and not say a thing or do anything. It's hard work. Hard old work. The Rathbone Candle Company very kindly sent in a couple of candles. Very decent of them. Dublin Dawn and Dublin Dusk. But they were there since 1488, right? This is the oldest company. They've offered me a tour of the factory. I'm going to do it at some point. But I was told, is this a true story? Did Michael Collins rebel leader go into the candle factory at one point and disguise himself as a candlestick maker to escape the black and tans? True or false? Ripley, tell me, can I believe it or not? To Dublin Airport, where we will be on Monday the 23rd of December, live with the Camembert Quartet and the gang out at the doors of the arrivals department area in Terminal 2. We would love to see. If you've got family coming home, let them know. We'll be there between 9 and 10, so come and see us. We'll also be elsewhere. We'll get to that in a second. Hares and birds. Hares and birds. I'm going to try and catch it. When are we in an Arnott's window? What's that date? The 5th of December. So that's what we're going to be in the window of Arnott's on the 5th of December. Just if you want to come along and say hello, by all means, you're really welcome to join us and have the crack. Anyway, back to Dublin Airport. Hares and birds, and we talk about hares like the rabbity hares, and birds have either been hit or been sucked into plane engines at Dublin Airport 54 times this year. Imagine that. What was that? This number is good news because it's down on 2018. Pilots have reported 43 bird strikes at Dublin Airport so far this year, while 11 hares that live in grassy areas along the runways have been sucked into the engines of planes. Could you think of many worse fates in life than being sucked into the engine of a plane? Like, where's Thumper? No, I don't know. I think she went to shops. A number of measures have been introduced by the DAA to cut Watership down on animal deaths, including using nets to capture them and setting off flare guns to scare them off. It seems 44 hares were caught and released elsewhere this year. So they're doing their best, but it's a nasty end. Nasty end. On Post have been telling us the postal dates to make sure your cards and packages arrive to your loved ones on time. This is another sign of Christmas starting, when they start telling you the dates. Standard post letters got to be gone by December 20th. Parcels December 20th. Registered post December 20th. And express post December 21st. Simple message there. Now, when you're looking at newspapers or television or online, and you're looking at, let's say you're looking at a woman that you think, I love her style, I love her fashion. I'm talking about men and women looking at people. Because all I have is a list is, who's on this list? Is it men as well? It is men. So if you're looking at a person who'd be well known and you think, there's a style. I want to buy that and I want to wear what they're wearing. That makes them the most powerful celebrity dressers. Now the list is out for 2019, the most powerful celebrity dressers of 2019. And I'll go from reverse order and I'll lash through it. In number 10 is Billy Porter. Number 9, Harry Styles. He's got a good style. He's got a quirky, funky style, isn't he? Number 8, Lizzo, who had one hell of a year. Number 7, Kylie Jenner. That's fair enough. And number 6, Lisa Blackpink. I don't know what I'm saying there. Number 5, Cardi B, who's obviously a pop star. And number 4, Billie Eilish, which is, yeah, she's quirky as hell. That's interesting. She's at 4. At 3, Zendaya. And 2, Timothée Chalamet, who is a big star that I'm not 100% familiar with. But number 1, the most powerful power dresser of 2019 is Meghan Markle. There is a go. Meghan Markle. That's what you want to dress up as or dress like. Dress up as you want to look like or wear her clothes. And this is proven by the point that her fashion choices over the past 12 months caused a 216% increase in searches for similar garments. So it's pretty spectacular. And that's what they want. So she wore shirt dresses during her visit to South Africa. This led to a 45% increase in searches in the category of clothing. So where is the shirt dress she wore? The new James Bond film, if you didn't know, is called No Time to Die. I love the fact that every James Bond film sounds like the one before, and yet we can't remember any of them. It's great. And you can get a good idea. GoldenEye. Is that even one? Anyway, No Time to Die. They all have the same sort of feel to it. I don't know who's doing the song to it, but Christoph Waltz is in it, which is great. Rami Malek is in it. I'm a Bohemian Rhapsody fan. Lashana Lynch is going to be the female version of 007 in the film. So obviously a colleague. And then, of course, all eyes on Daniel Craig, who said, I'm out. And in names are Aidan Turner, Idris Elba and Tom Hiddleston. Wouldn't it be great to have another Irish James Bond? I would love that. And I think I'm giving a full ringing endorsement to Aidan Turner. I'm sure that means an awful lot to him and his family. But nevertheless, I just think he'd be great. I saw him on stage on the West End And he was just brilliant. Great actor. Does comedy as well as serious and a lover. By the way, if you're staying in tonight and you're going to be looking at The Late Late Show at 9:30, I mentioned this earlier on in the week, at 8:30, Cat Hospital on RT1. Even as a non-cat guy, the Cats Hospital programme, I just really liked it. And as I say, it's popular at home. And Claire Mead and the Cat Hospital people do a lovely job with the customers or the clients. And it's just a lovely little programme. And it's on at 8:30 on RT1 tonight, and I'd recommend it. And just, it's easy. Don't forget to give JFK a mention. It says a text, 51551. I kind of alluded to it when I said what a date. But yes, it is indeed, of course, the day he was assassinated in 1963. Great answers to the children about Santa, says Anne. Also great suggestion to focus on local shopping this Christmas to keep local businesses alive. Local Christmas festivities to celebrate the lights and the local school choir and lots more is a great idea. Well, don't let it just be an idea. That's what I'd say to you is, so next Christmas, probably, well, it's not too late to do it now, but just get your act together, get out there and get people away from online shopping if you can help it, and just put all the money and support into local businesses. That's the way forward. Una is in Rathangan in County Kildare. Yes, that Michael Collins story is true. He did disguise himself as a candlestick maker in Rathborne Candles and obviously avoided the black and tans, which is remarkable. Thank you for confirmation. Anus says, don't forget to thank the teachers for the choir and the carols. Great, a half-hour event. Takes a lot of planning and logistics, supervision and practice. So well done to them and parent-teacher meetings, and everyone got involved, yeah, and everyone in the local traders pulled it together, and all the families that turned up all make the event important. Local politicians were all there, councillors and TDs and ministers, and everyone made an effort, and it just felt good. It was a feel-good in the air. Grafton Street, meanwhile, flower traders are victorious and will not have to move their stalls out of the area as the investment firm, which called the stalls Clutter, has withdrawn its remarks. Well, I'm delighted to hear that. It emerged earlier this week that HECF Grafton, whoever they are, a part of the international real estate firm Hines and one of the largest landlords on the street, made a submission to the Dublin City Council asking to reduce street clutter as it detracted from the retail experience. And the comments were met with backlash from the flower traders on the street, and Hines said yesterday it will retract its submission. What a ludicrous suggestion by that company. Absolutely ludicrous. I mean, those flower sellers are part and parcel of the Grafton Street experience. And if you get rid of them, you remove part of the soul of Grafton Street. I'm not getting into the Grafton Quarter thing. I don't really care what it's called, as long as people are, as I say, shopping and buying and going local as much as possible. But the flower sellers and their families and what they do there are gorgeous. They're all lovely people. I meet them regularly going down the street, and they're part of the charm. It's that sense of Dublin can be heaven. That's part of it. So thank God there were sense prevailed in that regard, and the world can breathe safely again. Timothy Chalamet is great pals with your friend Saoirse Ronan, who is, of course, my friend. I wouldn't overstate the case. But the two of them were on another TV chat show, and they were very sweet. Well, I didn't see them, but I presumed that they were brilliant on it, and well done to them. We are going to be giving away our final pair of Toy Show tickets a little later on. Don't get in touch with us just yet because the lines aren't open or ready to go, but we'll tell you that. We also have Robbie Williams on the show. I'm also wearing my fox jumper. You can see that, as I say, on Instagram, because as I said to Sean O'Rourke, who was looking pretty much for an explanation for the jumper today, like a moon tour, I said, Sean, this is the transition jumper between sobriety and normality and Toy Show madness. So that's a fair explanation of it, I think.